Be a good time. We're actually sending cattle in at the moment. Last that I'm going in today for a boat out of Broome about the middle of the month, middle of October. So we had word about a week ago that we could contract cattle for the fourth quarter. So we took that up and they've been sending them in progressively over the last week, just going from picking out the ones we want to go. So, you know, the exporter that took them on was pretty confident they were going to get the permits, but the announcement of the 200,000 is a great result.
So you've already signed contracts for the fourth quarter, Hayden?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we asked them about three or four other producers sort of put together enough to do a medium-sized boat and then just put those numbers out there to the exporters and they came back to us a week ago and we contracted the cattle. So, yeah, it's a good result.
You've said they're a medium-sized boat. What are the type of numbers are we talking about?
About 5,000, I think, between all the producers. We all sort of got together and said, well, we think the demand's going to be pretty strong for this last quarter if the permits do come to fruition. So we put it together enough to make it advantageous for an exporter to come in and take a whole boatload. So that's what's happening at the moment.
We did hear Tracy just talk about that there might be a bit of difficulty getting 200,000 at this time of year. Did you find it difficult to get those types of numbers even for that medium-sized boat?
Probably following on from what Tracy said, I think you'll get numbers straight away because there are still cattle around. But that was sort of a bit of our plan, was to put together enough for a whole boatload, because I think it is going to be very difficult, especially as it gets later into the quarter, to source the cattle. Like probably, I think Tracy's probably pretty spot on, like half those permits they'll find relatively easily. But as the year goes on and it gets hotter and harder and cattle are generally losing condition this time of year before the wet season starts, then you've got to make a decision as to whether you're going to sell them at that state or you're going to take them through the wet and sell them in March, April. And the closer it gets to the wet, the more will get carried over. So, yeah, it certainly will be challenging, I think, for the exporters.
And the $3 mark that we heard Tracy speak about, are you securing contracts for that amount at the moment?
Yeah, that's what we did. We put a price of $3 on it. And we got it, so we're all pretty chuffed about that. It's a great result.
Is that the best result you've ever had at Yugawalla, Hayden?
Oh, certainly. But yeah, I don't remember or can think of it ever being at $3 before. So, yeah, it's fantastic. And it wasn't that long ago we were selling cattle for half that. So we're pretty happy with the state of the market at the moment.
What does it feel like, I guess, coming out of a couple of hard years as well, to now have 200,000 permits there for that fourth quarter and you're contracting cattle for that $3 a kilo amount? How does it feel?
Oh, it's a great result for industry. We had some pretty awful years there, so we've got some big holes to fill like everyone else. So it's been great just to have the price of where it is and the live export trade in general to all markets pretty strong at the moment. So the industry's certainly in a good position at the moment.
Being a pastoralist on the ground at the moment, Hayden, as you said, you've already contracted cattle for that $3 a kilo mark. How much higher do you think it could go?
Oh, look, I think it will go higher, actually, the later it goes into the year. You know, if it's $3 now and the permits have just been released, I think it's probably going to have to creep up a bit. What they'll be trying to do is get producers to go back in a pretty hot, hard time of year. But if the money is good and even lighter weight cattle become quite attractive on a dollars per head basis if the price is over $3. So, you know, if they're going to get the cattle, they're really just going to have to send the price signal to get people to send them in. Because you've got to factor in that the wet season are probably going to put another 50 to, 150 kilos on the cattle in the next 6 months. So it's a decision as a producer you've got to make as to whether you take a lighter weight cattle at a better price or you put the weight on the cattle and get a dollars per head result at the other end. So if they want to get the cattle now, they're going to have to pay the premium.
We heard from Tracy that there's ships leaving within the week out of Darwin. You've already spoken about a medium-sized boat that you've contracted for, but have you heard about many more coming into the Kimberley?
Not at the moment. I think, the Kimberley's, quite a lot of the cattle have gone out of the Kimberley because it was a shortage season and a lot of people sold early and the price was quite good early as well. So, I'm sure there probably will be more boats, but the only one I know of at the moment is that one in mid-October. I think if the price stays up, certainly there could be more boats to go.
Now, Hayden, you're placed right sort of in the heart of the Kimberley, I would say. With dollars this good, would you contemplate sending cattle up to Darwin if there were boats going out of there rather than just your Broome or your Wyndham port?
Look, this year we probably delved into as deep as we could go to get the numbers for this boat, so we wouldn't. But I think there would be, it's certainly on the cards. If there are other producers that wanted to fill contracts later in the year, then then a trip to Darwin is no problem at those prices. You know, it's on a dollars per head base, especially if they're lighter cattle. The trucking cost is not that significant. So yeah, that could be an option.
Thank you, Hayden Sale, for joining us on the Country Hour today.
Thanks, Todd.